Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 5, More Money, Fewer Problems. Oh, by the way, this is Academy Award winner Susan Sarandon.
Hello, you are listening to the audio Hello, you're listening to the Hold on. Sorry about that. I haven't been getting enough liquid lately. Long story. Well, it's not that long. My neighborhood convenience store has been rationing, air quotes, Diet Dr. Pepper. So, guess I'll have to drink a little bit of plain old water. Boring. Yawn. Yawns. Hashtag yawn.
About that. Mr. Fine told me to tell you you have to pay for anything you take from the fridge.
Well. Anyway, once again. You are listening to the audiobook Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Chapter 5. More Money, Considerably Fewer Problems. If you haven't listened to the previous 4 chapters, well, I don't know what to tell you. Now, as an award-winning broadcaster, awards available upon request, I have had many years of impressive wealth. Perhaps my income has not matched, say, a Bill Gates, but it certainly has exceeded a Bill McGillicuddy. Then again, I've also had times of relative destitution, by which I mean some relative came out of the woodwork, bled me dry, and made me destitute. Probably an uncle. Or a cousin. You know who you are. But whether swimming in gold a la Scrooge McDuck or stealing nickels from little old ladies, I maintain the same calm with the knowledge that, financially speaking, it will all work out. But unfortunately, my therapist, Dr. Kesden, doesn't seem to share my laissez-faire attitude.
How does it make me feel? How does it make me feel to be flat-ass broke, Dr. Kesden? To not be able to treat myself to the simple delights in life? Like a Frogurt, or an occasional crystal bauble, a new kitchen sponge, a weekend full-body Korean scrub, Dr. Scholl's insoles. Oh, it makes me feel absolutely fantastic.
Well, Terry, I take it from your tone of voice that you're being sarcastic, and I would remind you that sarcasm is just an oft-used defense mechanism.
Oh, is it oft-used?
Yeah.
Is it oft-used? Do we oft-use it in Elizabethan England?
Sure.
Oh, I say, my lord, I'm oft-using sarcasm. Are you oft-using, my lady? Yes, it's oft-used because maybe it works. You ever oft-think about that?
Terry...
You're oftal.
Terry... Right now, tell me, what would change your financial situation? What do you think?
Oh, what do I think? I think you should be giving me answers since I'm paying you. Oh, yeah, there's an idea on how to change my financial situation. I should stop paying you a fortune to make me do all the work. How does that sound?
Honestly, it wouldn't affect me much. I'm a court-appointed therapist, Terry. I'm paid for by the state. Your copay is $5 a week.
Oh, well, do you know how soon I could purchase a replica pewter Knights Templar amulet with that $5 a week?
No.
Well, $40 a piece. $5 a week. 8 weeks. Plus tax, 9 weeks. Or 10. 9.5 weeks.
So your most pressing financial matter is your inability to make installments on a necklace?
It's an amulet. Why don't you listen for your $5 a week?
What does the amulet hang on?
What are you implying?
That it hangs on a necklace. The amulet hangs on a necklace.
It is there. A wrist amulet. It wards spirits. Ugh. And yes, what if it is among my most pressing financial needs? And in actuality, the one I really want is more like $60. So with tax, we're looking at like 27 weeks.
Is your math really that off, Terry? Think about that for a second. $5 times 27.
I was being sarcastic. It's an oft-used technique.
To say that Dr. Kesden is a quack is an insult to ducks. If a therapist can't help you with the most basic of issues, in my case, lack of funds, then what good are they? How about we tackle my lack of funds, and then if you're lucky, I'll tell you more about my childhood. But not everyone in my life was so quick to sweep my problems under the rug. I could always count on the Robin to my Batman, the Iago to my Hamlet, the Tonto to my Lone Ranger. Nope, scrap that one. Racist. My audio engineer, Jeet. Who is it?
Jeet? I just texted you from the car saying I was parking.
You can never be too sure. Thanks for coming.
Of course. I actually have a lot of great ideas about how you can make some extra money. And...
first things first. What do you got? What do you got?
Oh, let's see. My mom's samosas.
Good.
Some chicken curry and rice and spicy chickpeas.
Yes, 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 yes. Excellent. Huh. No mango chutney, I see. Oh, well. Where's the fork?
You don't own a fork?
I am currently sans fork.
I brought naan.
Oh, naan for me, thanks. A little international cuisine humor. But seriously, hand over the naan.
So, about my ideas.
Hold on. Okay. I haven't eaten in what feels like hours. Okay. So what are you thinking? Go.
Okay, I'll just lean in. My idea is social media.
What about it?
Social, you know, we get you a social media presence.
I need money, Jeet, not fans. Lord knows I have fans coming out the wazoo. Literally, one time in Tulsa. Long story. Besides, I don't want to be one of those pathetic parasites on humanity who need this constant attention and affirmation. Oh, look at my delicious sandwich. Look at my shaved chest. Look at my new blender. I'm going to unwrap a package from Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah, no, I follow. Having a social media presence can actually lead to money. A lot of money.
It's just also vulgar. Who is it?
It's Frank Griffin.
It's my landlord.
Yeah, you owe me $2,100, Carnation. You gotta get it to me by the end of the week or you're gonna be out on your spooky white ass.
Yes, sir. No problem. My financial ducks are all in a row. Quack, 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 quack.
$2,100.
It's the sound of a financial duck.
End of the week.
Quack, quack. Money. You see everywhere, Jeet. Money, money, money. It's all anyone cares about. Where is the passion for pursuing the truth? Drachmas be damned. Okay, fine. Show me how the talentless cash in on their talentlessness.
Yes! All right, first of all, I set you up on Cameo.
What does a woman's profile in relief carved as an oval background and used as jewelry have to do with making me money?
Oh, no. Terry, Cameo is a service. Your fans pay you to record a message for them.
Intriguing. How much does it pay?
So we're starting at $35 a pop, which, you know, I think is pretty good.
Holy guacamole.
Is that a good holy guacamole, or...
do you know how expensive guacamole is?
No.
I was thinking about going into black market guacamole. Well, you could make some significant money there.
I think let's try this first. Oh, look! You already have your first customer! Wow, that was fast. Okay, Annie Barkley... she wants you to send her daughter, Madison, a message convincing her that the Tooth Fairy is real. Oh, that's sweet.
Nonsense. There's been no physical or even anecdotal evidence of such a sprite from anyone over 8 years old.
Terry, don't make me use the voice.
I don't know what the voice...
Terry.
You...
Terry.
Oh, okay, Jeet. Start the thing.
All right. And action.
Madison, it is me. Dark Air with Terry Carnation host, Terry Carnation. Your mother has paid me a king's ransom to convince you of the existence of the Tooth Fairy. But rest assured, disbursement of funds aside, the Tooth Fairy is real. All too real. You see, the Tooth Fairy is the moniker given to a serial killer operating out of the Pacific Northwest who climbs into bedroom windows and kills children.
Wait.
But not before removing a tooth.
No.
And leaving it under said kinder's pillow.
Oh, no, Terry.
The police claim to be narrowing in on him, but I very much doubt it. So you see, Madison, the Tooth Fairy is indeed real. Ka-ching!
easiest $35 I've ever made.
That was so good. You know, since that was so good, let's just try something else.
Okay. Okay. Now we're cooking with gas.
Uh-huh. All right. Have you heard of Reddit?
Is that a ladies' periodical?
It might be, but it's also the fifth most popular website in this country. And, you know, people go on there to discuss anything that they're interested in. And, Terry, I did some snooping, and there's dozens of posts about you. You're famous on there. So I set you up with an AMA and Ask Me Anything. People will type you questions, and you'll type back your answers in real time. Okay, so sit down. I'll set everything up for you.
No. Terry, don't type. You type.
Okay, sure.
As I dictate. Hello, fellow travelers.
Hello, fellow travelers.
It's the host of Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Terry Carnation, ask me something.
Terry, it's actually Ask Me Anything.
No, ask me whatever you'd like.
That's kind of the whole point.
Ask me questions.
Yeah, it's the words are ask me.
Posit anything. Me any anything. Question you'd like.
AMA.
Ask me.
Oh, you already have one. Okay. Hey, Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Why are you such a doucheweed? Oh.
Doucheweed?
You know, it just... why don't we just go to the next one? All right. Oh. What's up, Terry? That's nice.
Okay. Please respond accordingly. Just trying to add to my already vast fortune.
Okay.
Type faster.
Yep. No, I'm just... all right. Send. Cool. What's up with your dead wife? Were you, like, at all involved in that shit, or what?
What? How dare he?
No, okay, you know what? Maybe this was a bad idea.
Ah, such impudence and impotence.
Agreed.
Such impudent impotence.
I have one more idea.
Ugh, what is this drivel?
It's for TikTok. Just dance.
What are you talking about?
Dance! You know, a little this, a little that, it'll be great, I promise.
Well, this song is impossibly infectious. And a 5, and a 6, and a 7, and an 8.
There you go. You're dancing. That's a dance, I think.
Look at me. I'm walking against the wind.
Oh.
Oh, I'm trapped in a glass box.
Okay. This is something.
Oh, I'm walking down the stairs.
Okay, I think we got it.
Ugh, social media is for troglodytes who have no talent. Jeet, I am an award-winning broadcaster. I will not stoop to the insufferable... Twitterverse and uh-huh. Facebooks uh-huh. and Instagrammaticas. Ugh, I'm gonna make money the old-fashioned way by talking to Phil from Atlanta at 3 a.m. about Bigfoot.
Oh, I do love Phil.
To soothe my fiery temper, I did what all men of reflection do and took a brisk constitutional. As I knew they would, my fortunes changed as I wandered the garbage-packed streets of Hollywood and entered an emporium... filled with savory delights.
Welcome to Aram's Armenian Deli.
Thank you, my good sir. Welcome to our country.
I've been here 30 years.
Ah, well, then the welcome is long overdue.
Are you looking for something specific?
Oh, no. Just browsing. cumin.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Me? Nothing?
You are eating. You are eating my food without paying. Are you using your hands?
Of course not. I would never use my hands. I'm not a barbarian. I am using a piece of naan I happened to find in my jacket pocket. Is this lamb stew? It's very delicious.
Hey, maniac with pocket naan. This is not a school cafeteria.
I should say not. This is much better than the lamb stew I had at Western Plains Elementary.
Either you pay for that right now, or I'm going to punch the money out of you.
Oh, hey! What's the turtleneck?
Drop it.
No, please!
Stop dipping that in the tahini. Stop dipping!
I just...
Little tahini.
Oh, so much lemon. Please don't. Please. I have a very low pain threshold. I'm sorry. I really am. I'm not a thief. I'm a well-respected radio host.
Like a DJ who comes on the radio and yells about the president I hate.
No. I'm Terry Carnation.
Huh?
Host of Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Uh-uh.
The number one rated exploration of the unexplained and paranormal radio show in Los Angeles. In its time slot.
Never heard of it.
And... do you know what? I have a proposal. Yes, a proposal for you. You supply me with a weekly quart of lentils. Okay, day-old lentils. And whatever else you're just going to throw away. Even fizzy hummus. And I will give you free plugs.
Plugs? Like hair?
No, you idiot! Advertisements! I will advertise your delicious deli on the air! Do you know how many thousands of potential customers I can reach?
How many?
Dozens.
Dozens of thousands?
Dozens of hundreds, which adds up to thousands. All of whom are hungry for the Armenian versions of their favorite Middle Eastern dishes.
I can always use more customers. Okay, I'll give it a try. But not day-old food. Day-old food is some of my best sellers. Two-day-old food.
Deal.
And listen, Terry Carnation, this better work, or I'll find another way to make you pay.
I am open to all possibilities. Now hand me that tahini.
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Yes, indeed, a word from our sponsor. And the word from this sponsor is ship, station. One word. Carnation Nation, perhaps you've started your own online store. You're doing what you love. You're selling products that people want. ShipStation makes this easy. It's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. So no matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, i.e. terrycarnation.com, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage anywhere, even from your phone. I use ShipStation to sell little lockets of my thigh hair on Etsy, and it has proved very valuable. So ship more in less time. Just use my offer code DARK to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in DARK. ShipStation.com, enter offer code DARK, D-A-R-K. Make ship happen. I almost said make shit happen. I'm so glad I didn't say that. That would have been humiliating.
Okay, you're on air in 2 minutes, Terry.
Excellent.
Terry, I just want to make sure you're not mad about before, right?
Oh, what? Your misguided attempt to reduce me to some self-absorbed influencer-human hybrid? Huh. It's all hummus under the bridge.
Terry, how's my number one creep?
More than adequate, thank you, Al.
Awesome. Terry, I want to introduce you to your number one fan.
Oh, no, we've met.
No, not you, Jeet. Mildred.
That doesn't make any sense.
Let me guess, another homeless woman under the illusion she was abducted by aliens who had their way with her? As if.
No, Terry, Mildred is my mother.
So nice to meet you.
Oh, I've been listening to you since before you lost your marbles.
Is that so?
You know, my favorite episode was when that dog man called, and he was so scared to go outside in the rain to relieve himself. My paws! He kept screeching. But you eventually talked him down and told him he was a good boy.
Well, he was. He was a very good boy. Shouldn't let the rain stop him. Listen, Al, just because she's your mother doesn't mean she's...
We thought, sorry, Mom, it would be a great idea if my mother, as your number one fan, could sit in on tonight's show and just, chime in every once in a while.
What?
I'm with him. What do you mean, chime?
Fine. She could be a special guest.
Co-host.
Co-host.
Co-host? Absolutely not. Over my dead body. Corporal or spiritual.
Look, Terry... My mom's been bugging me about this since you came back, and I just thought it would be fun to, you know...
What is fun about having to perform my duties as a show host while babysitting your octogenarian mother, whom I can only assume is incontinent?
I'm only semi-incontinent.
I don't want to hear that, Mom.
Fine, semi-incontinent.
Terry, it was just an idea.
Oh, it was more than an idea. It was practically a scheme.
Out! You and this strange reject from the Golden Girls. I curse the day either of you crossed my threshold. Which was today. So I cursed today. And both of you. Everything is cursed!
In 10,
9.
Walking in here expecting me to put his mom on the air. No one has any manners anymore, and ugh, old people are disgusting.
Good evening, fellow travelers. You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation. I'm Terry Carnation, and I'm in an extra good mood tonight because of the extra delicious food I just had from Aram's Armenian Deli. Oh, it's tabbouleh delicious. Mmm. Let's go right to the phones, shall we? You're swimming in the dark air.
Terry, you there?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay, Terry, I'm... I'm really scared right now.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how to. Okay. So I was out walking my dog, like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
And something happened, and I don't know what to do.
Take a deep breath, my friend. Take a deep breath. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Kyle.
Kyle, good. Take a deep breath, Kyle.
Okay. All right. So anyway, my dog's name is Blueberries, and he's like the sweetest. He's like a little pug, and that's why I named him Blueberries, because he's, you know, kind of like shaped. He's like a little ball, like a blueberry. Hmm.
Sounds adorable, Blueberry.
You know, he really is. He's the cutest. He's like, he's my life. Anyway, so he's never been outside during the night before.
Hmm.
And it was, the moon was out, and it's like a, you know, a full moon. I don't know if you see where I'm going with this, but it's a full moon.
I'm not quite following. Was he scared? He was scared of the moon? Did he bark at the moon?
No, he looked at the moon. He howled a couple times,
okay,
which I've never seen him do. You don't think that pugs are capable of howling.
What did the howl sound like?
It was, I mean, it's a pug, so it was, you know, he's got that smash face. So
do it.
It was kind of like... Oh, I mean, that's my best, but that's pretty accurate, actually. So it was like, oh, you know, like that.
Mm.
Oh, and the next thing I knew, that his hair just started falling off of his body. His
Wait,
hair.
What?
Yes, all of his hair.
Blueberry's hair started falling off his adorable little body?
All of his hair and his tail straightened up, because you know it's like a little curly. It straightened up, and then
Whoa.
It fell off.
What?
And then he started to, like, elongate, and before I knew it, I was right in front of me. I was looking at a boy, a human boy. He had turned into a human boy when he saw the full moon.
Oh, my God.
The last, like, 8 hours, I've had, like, a toddler in a cage in my apartment, like, all day, Terry. Like, I could go to jail for this. What the hell do I do? How do I get him back? How do I get Blueberry back?
A reverse werewolf. I've only read of these in a tome that was in a library in Vienna. This is extraordinary.
A reverse werewolf?
Tell me about the human child. What are its distinguishing characteristics?
Freckles, like a lot of freckles, redhead. My dog wasn't, you know, wasn't redheaded, and he's redheaded.
He turned into a little ginger baby. When is the next full moon?
I have to look up online. It looks like about 2 weeks from now, it says. 2 weeks from now.
Okay, can you care for this infant for the next 2 weeks?
I mean, I'll care for it the way I cared for my dog, so I will be leaving it, for, you know, alone for probably 8 to 9 hours a day with just, like, a bowl of
that's
food and
not,
water.
That's not going to cut it. This is a human baby. You can't... Can you work from home?
I'm a parking lot attendant. I'm in one of those kiosks. You cannot do that from home.
You're going to have to bring the baby to the kiosk.
It's such a small kiosk.
Kyle, bring the baby to the kiosk.
Okay. I'll go put it in, like, a backpack or something. Is that... With like a straw.
I'm
hair.
Sure that's fine. If there's put a little, you know, a little go-gurt and a blankie and
go-gurt. It's a great idea.
Keep the baby alive for the next 2 weeks. At the next full moon, find a rock in a forest at the top of a hill, place the baby on the rock, and you will get Blueberry back. Trust me.
This is sounding a lot like the last episode of Mandalorian.
Don't, no spoilers, no spoilers. I'm not there yet. Listen. Keep the baby in the kiosk. Keep him with a blankie and some go-gurt.
Okay.
2 weeks from now, call us back. Let us know how the reverse werewolf works. And keep Blueberry out of the moonlight, will you, you little son of a gun?
I will. He will not see the light of moonlight.
Thank you for your call, Kyle. So long. Well, I hope that little ginger reverse werewolf will be okay for the next couple of weeks. I'm sure he will. Dear listeners, it is now time for several words from our sponsors. So while you absorb those, I will be absorbing the fragrant spices that tickled the tongue from Aram's Armenian Deli on Highland, open late on Tuesdays. Carnation Nation, listen. If any of you listening happen to be werewolves, or more properly, lycanthropes, please consider this. Under the next full moon, instead of gallivanting about in nothing but naked fur, try MeUndies. MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin, or in this case, fur. It's about feeling comfortable. If I were a werewolf, I would feel fantastic being restrained, so to speak, by the new Breathe by MeUndies. It's their lightest, stretchiest, most breathable undies yet. Breathe by MeUndies was made for your movement, werewolf or not. Their super stretchy, super meshy fabric feels invisible and stays put, so you don't have to when the moon comes out. There's a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied, return it, and you'll get a refund. Now, to get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/dark. That's MeUndies.com/dark. Ow!
Terry, is Arms a sponsor of the show?
Not officially.
What the hell was that, Terry?
Oh, hello, Al. Dr. Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
What you just heard was an excellent segment, according to Jeet.
I didn't say that.
The plugs. The plugs. Aram's Armenian Deli is not a sponsor. It's not even a good deli. Are you getting paid on the side?
Of course he is. He sold out his values for his personal gain because he has no self-worth. Classic narcissist.
Thank you. Interesting diagnosis. Well, I would like to counter with my own psychological evaluation of your mental state, which I would describe as, cray-cray. So why is my radio show any of your business?
It became my business when the kitchen started smelling like a chickpea farted.
Well, it's better than whatever you keep in that refrigerator.
Oh, that's what you think.
Yourself.
I make delicious tuna salad with all the vinaigrettes. Everybody loves my Miss Wop. I can't even say the word. You got me so
it's
upset
disgusting.
It makes me sick. Can't stand you.
Terry, there are strict FCC regulations against payola. This is just the sort of thing that people get fired for. People like you by people like me.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I lost my head, Al. I've been so off my game. I won't do it again. I promise. I swear. I swear to every god on Mount Olympus.
You need help.
Yes. Help. Yes. That's it. I need help. Al, is your mom still here?
Yeah. Why?
Because I need her help on the show. Your mother is so captivating.
So captivating that you threw her out of the studio, Terry.
Yes, exactly. She was so mesmerizing that I was intimidated because, I have those things that Dr. Lizzie said.
A microphallus.
No, the psychological, what was it?
Body dysmorphia? Mommy issues.
Okay, what you said before.
No self-worth.
Yes, thank you. And?
Classic narcissism.
Classic narcissism. That's it. So, I'm suffering from those, Al, so please, can your mom help me?
Well, it would make my mom's day.
And all her dozens of remaining days, I'm sure.
Fine.
Let's bring her in.
I'll go get her.
Classic codependence.
We're back in 30.
Mildred, is it?
Yes, it's Mildred Alice.
I like your little thing there, the side ponytail.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I tend to list to the right, and this keeps me balanced.
No, that's just perfect.
Terry, what are you doing? You're going to put her on air?
Cheat! Put a sock in it.
Just say I'm your number one fan. Just say it.
You're my number one pain in the... And we're back, friends. Only this time, we've added one more soul to our party. Please welcome my biggest fan.
Second biggest.
Okay, Jeet. Mildred Moreno.
Hello, Mildred Alice Moreno.
Yes. So, we're just going to go back to the phones, if that's okay with you, Mildred Alice Moreno.
Oh, I'd love to do the phones.
Okay, here we go.
Caller, you're on.
Hi, Mildred. Hi. My name is Isabel.
I know.
You just like felt my energy?
Yes, of course. Go on.
Wow. Well, I'm just calling because I have a couple questions. I'm planning a trip to Cuba, and I just wanted to confirm some things that my abuelo taught me, and I just thought maybe you guys could speak to it because I feel like you might, you know, like be on the same level. He just always told me that communism was developed by a hostile alien life force as a way to one day take over our means of production, and I just wanted to know, is that true? Is it a conspiracy that it has been kept from us that aliens have brought this to planet Earth, and why? Because I do want to go to Cuba, but I'm kind of scared.
Fascinating. Yes. Communism, many would say, was brought here by either satanic forces or alien forces, depending on how you want to qualify it, as a means of centralizing production so that the human species can be more easily manipulated, controlled, and eventually eradicated. Does this mean you should not visit Cuba and its beautiful cultural heritage and its astounding beaches?
It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
You've been to Cuba before?
Yes, I lived there most of my years back in the 70s, and I thought I was going to live there forever. And I was very, very much in love with Fidel Castro. Do you know who he is, dear?
Yeah, yes, I'm very familiar with Fidel Castro. Thank you very much.
He is funny. He is harsh. He is a wonderful cook. And he needs to be made love to in a certain way. And I tend to understand him that way. And
carnally.
Yes, of course, of course.
Mm-hmm. This is incredible. What can you tell us about Fidel Castro that... sorry, Isabella, we'll get to your question.
No, this is all so
eventually
fascinating.
About the aliens and communism and all that.
I love Fidel
Castro. All that bullshit. Go ahead, Mildred.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to say, you should go, but keep in mind, keep an open mind to who you are tangling with.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Tangoing with.
I do.
Sorry. Again, I'm trying.
Didn't I say that?
You said tangle. You said it perfectly. I was attempting to tell a joke.
We don't tango in Cuba, so I don't get it.
That's a different country, Terry.
I'm sorry for my cultural insensitivity.
It's all right.
But I do want to say that if Fidel Castro had erectile dysfunction, you might call it a Cuban Missile Crisis.
Did
Fidel
yes.
Castro have erectile dysfunction?
He had a lot of dysfunctions.
Wow, but like, wasn't that because of the aliens that made him be like that?
Of course.
That's what I don't understand.
I was just going to say it. There were times where I felt that Fidel was an alien.
Oh, wow.
Fidel Castro might, in fact, have been an alien.
Why not?
Why not, indeed? That's fascinating. Isabella, thank you so much for your question. We have much more to uncover with our very special guest host today, who I must say is impressing me greatly, Mildred Moreno.
Alice Moreno.
Mildred Alice Moreno. Yes. Forgive me, that won't happen again.
That's
Isabella,
right.
Thank you for your call.
And thank you so much.
We are starting to unravel something rather delicious.
Terry, what is that?
No. Here, try one of these.
Oh.
Now, what do you think that little puppy is?
Well, it's just amazing meat.
Meat wrapped in a what?
Is this a leaf?
It is a leaf. What kind of leaf?
What kind of leaf is this? It's a Mediterranean leaf.
It is indeed. It's a grape leaf. This is...
grape leaf? I've never had this.
This is the Armenian variation on the Greek dolmades. In Armenia, it's referred to as the dolma, and it is stuffed with beef and not rice.
But it doesn't taste like grapes.
Well, I mean, does an apple tree taste like apples? Well, this dolma and so many other fragrant delights can be had at Aram's Armenian Deli on Highland.
What time are they open and close?
I'm not sure. You're going to have to gongle that.
You You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Now, listeners, let me tell you, one reason I am glad to be sitting in downtown Hollywood, California, and not in Cuba is, yes, the proximity to Aram's Armenian Deli. Delicious. But also the ability to play this wonderful little game on my phone called Best Fiends. It's free to download. I can't put it down. It's so cute. There's 100 million downloads of this pesky little game. You are going to love it. There is this cute little spider guy named Quincy who I met on my little forest adventures, and I just can't get him out of my head. Now, maybe you're like me. You've tried a lot of these puzzle games, and you have doubts that you'll ever find one again that tingles your fingertips. Well, my advice, give Best Fiends a try. Just, well, don't blame me if you can't put it down. Now, download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Now, let's get back to our fiendish callers, shall we? Who do we have next? We've got Nate from Tejas. Nate, welcome.
Hey, you'll excuse my voice. It's a little rough. I'm calling because I'm needing some help. I'm trying to kick the addiction of water. Water's a lot like oil in that it's in everything we do, you know? Mm. And we're not going to kick the oil addiction, but I'm damned ready to kick this water addiction. It runs my life.
What about something like Kool-Aid or Tang?
Well, see, I thought about that, but then you got to mix it with water.
It's water. Water. Right. Terry, that's
just
water.
Just add water pretty much takes out...
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can't do with water.
You can't even drink your own urine because... To have urine, you have to have water. So it's a very tricky subject.
I at the height of your habit, how many cups a day were you dependent on water?
Yeah, I'm not proud of it, but I was drinking water at least, you know, it was like a quart every 3 hours.
Wow.
You know, roughly.
Wow.
But basically all day, lots of water all the time. And I just had to start reducing it. At first, I just stopped drinking water straight. And I got my water from, you know, other sources like rain buckets and whatnot. But I can't depend on that. What, I got to wait for it to rain for me to... I can't live like that,
right.
Okay?
If you continue the way that you continue, you will die.
So obviously, you need to replenish whatever fluids are in your body. Obviously, you need energy, carbohydrates,
yes.
Proteins, fats. Might I suggest an alternative of the blood?
I was just going to say that, Terry. You know, I had to do that once for about 4 or 5 days, and I wasn't feeling well, and nothing was working. And what I did, where I live at the time, I had a lot of rodents running around in my apartment complex.
Was this in Havana?
Yes. Right before I met Fidel. But I did take those rodents and I did kill them for their blood. And it saved me. It was almost like a medical doctor just knew exactly what I needed, the blood of rodents. So I know that doesn't sound perfect.
Also rich in iron and other minerals.
Very, very, very much so, which every woman needs is iron.
So that's why I call, because that's good advice. The blood animals, that's good, because we still got a lot of animals running around.
You know, you might want to invest in a camel.
Oh?
The Arab traders would actually drink all of their fluids from a camel, the milk of the camel, and drain a pint or two of blood of the camel. You can also stick a straw in the hump of a camel and have some water that way, you know, a camel is God's gift to humanity in terms of fluid storage. I suppose one could even siphon off the semen of a camel if one got really desperate.
I would love to taste that. That sounds interesting to me, the semen of a camel.
Just and a quick poll, if you're online and you're on the Dark Air website, we'd love to get your thoughts on what kind of semen that you've tasted.
So please send in on the chat line, on the message board. Please post the semen of whatever animal you may have sampled over the course of your life.
And Terry, I may have very clearly have had the semen from one of those rats mixed in with the blood. So I could have very well have done that and not even know it.
Nutritious, that's for sure.
Thank you so much for your call,
sure.
Nate from Tejas, and good luck with all of your water woes. Well, would you look at that? Time flies when you're a witch with a clock.
Oh, good one, Terry.
So until next time, listeners, I am Terry Carnation, and...
I am Mildred.
Mildred Alice.
Yes.
And together we are
and
the...
And I am Jeet.
And we're the curators of the creepy.
And we're out. Mildred, that means you need to leave.
Jeet! Mildred, you were amazing. All of that knowledge, all of that insight. Where has Al been keeping you?
Well, mostly in the attic.
And a fabulous sense of humor to boot.
If you say so. Listen, that was the most fun I have had since the air raids. I'll never be able to thank you.
Oh, yes, you will.
But how? Do you need a kidney?
I was thinking more along the lines of $2,100.
Oh, my goodness, I was saving up for a community college course on the sex rituals of the pygmies, but, oh, I can always audit it. You know what? You have a deal.
What a gem your mother is, Al.
Oh, thanks, Ter. That means a lot.
This is not the end of this, Carnation. I'm not going to let your pee pants arrested development issues interfere with my boundaries. I say how things work around here, and you know what? I got dirt on you. Uh-huh. I know things.
I found Dr. Lizzie's words troubling, particularly the words pee pants. Juvenile. But I wasn't going to let her ruin my triumphant moment.
What do you want, Carnation?
Mr. Frank, this is the $2,100 I owe you.
Well, I thank you very much, and it's about time. Hey, I got a question for you, Spooks. Did you get a roommate or something?
No roommates, sir.
Because, you know, we don't have no roommates. You know that's on the lease. No roommates, no... I looked the other way when you had that guinea pig, but, you know, there's no pets, no roommates,
yep.
Nothing. It's you and you alone, Carnation. That's all that's allowed in that unit.
I understand, sir. I understand.
Well, the reason I ask is I saw a woman going through your trash earlier. Living quite a mess, by the way, and I'm going to have to tack out an extra $20 on your rent next month because of it.
Going through my trash?
Yes, that's exactly right. And like I say, leaving a heck of a mess for me to clean up.
At this point, I was not only rich in spiced labneh, but in suspicions. I mean, it goes without saying, but keep listening to find out what happened next. Aram's Armenian Deli. Free delivery on Postmates with promo code YUMYUMYUMUS. This week only.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rain Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rain Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.